we're speaking this afternoon with David Hillman, Michelle Hensel, Bodie LaBrie, and Jim Guthrie, and they are the director and cast, some of the cast members of a production that's over at Port Townsend High School. It's called The Cripple of Inishman, and it's a play by Martin McDonagh, and it's entering its second weekend as we speak. So that's part of the reason why I thought it would be fun to have you in here, is to see where you're at with your characters at this particular point in time after getting a few performances under your belt, because I know what that's like. So, so Friday, February 8th, that would be tonight at 7 o'clock. No.
Sad to inform.
Well,
sorry.
We have breaking news.
Breaking news.
Which is that the show tonight is definitely canceled. And it's looking very much like the entire weekend is canceled. And tonight, I can see why, but I really haven't been given any good reasons why we're canceling the rest of the weekend. It's just something I've been informed that the school has decided.
I know. I've been dealing with that like this afternoon as well, because I was going to have a bunch of young folks over from Blue Heron School this afternoon, but the schools have closed for the afternoon, and understandably why today. And you're not the Lone Ranger, actually. There are other wonderful events that are being canceled as we speak.
Oh, I know. I totally understand for tonight. I just don't really understand, especially for Sunday afternoon, why we need to cancel now. But this is what's likely to happen. And please check our website. It's onetimeplayers.org. And what we're planning is to add two shows for our final weekend. So instead of just the Friday and Saturday, 15th and 16th, at 7 p.m., we'll have also a Thursday, the 14th, at 7 p.m., and a Sunday matinee, that would be the 17th, at 2:30. So we'll have four more shows, and check our website to make sure that those are the correct details, but that's what it looks like right now.
All right, well, that works for us. And just make sure you get word to us so that we can make sure, you know, that we can inform everybody that of the changes. Well, I know, and I wasn't, see, my back's to the window, so what can I say? I was gonna say, oh boy, I was just all ready to go and come see you guys tonight, but it's not happening. But we will talk about the play, and we will talk about why that choice was made. That's really important. So let's see, Michelle, you've been in many productions in Port Townsend, as well as Bainbridge and Bremerton, as I understand it.
That is correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you played Nurse Ratched in
I did.
One Flew Over
a really
the
long time ago, yeah.
Titania in Midsummer Night's Dream, Kate in The Taming of the Shrew, Violet in August, Osage County.
Mm-hmm.
And you starred in both Sam Shepard plays that David Hillman directed,
That's
as a matter
correct.
Of fact. Yeah.
Yeah, when you know the director, you know, get cast.
Would you happen to be related? Or some nepotism here?
We're partners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just kidding.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. And then Jim Guthrie, you've been building sets for high school shows, as I understand it, for quite some time. And you are, until recently, you were a teacher at Port Townsend High School, and you appeared in many of the smaller parts at the high school. Is that correct?
That is correct. The last time I was in a high school show was a couple of years ago as Doc in West Side Story. And yes, for many years I have built the sets for the shows, including this very show that we're doing right now.
I have a soft spot in my heart for set builders. I ran a community theater for a couple of years, and I had a set builder that, I mean, you could have a tornado come through the place, and it wouldn't blow down, you know. But he was a former union carpenter and used to building houses, not sets, but did some great work. Did some great work, and so my hat's off to you.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I've worked with Jennifer Nielsen, who's also in the cast for this show and is a longtime high school director and various other directors. But it's fun to be part of a show, and it's fun to work closely with the creative team.
And Bodhi LaBrie, I'm gonna have you tell us about your past and your maybe what your future might hold.
Sure.
Get in close.
Sure. Well, I remember when I was in fourth grade was the first production I ever got casted into, and it was when I was at the school called Sunfield just outside of Chimicum, and I played Odin. I got to be the head honcho of the play. I got to be Odin, god of all gods for this Norse play. And that was really my calling to acting, is when I was like, oh, wow, this is really fun. I can pretend I'm someone I'm not. And so ever since then, I've pretty much signed on to as many plays. And even if I don't get casted in them, I love to help out as crew or backstage hands or anything I can. But I love drama, and I love especially in Port Townsend, the whole community, and how inclusive it is and not supercilious or, you know, exclusive or, you know, if you can't be cast in, they will let you help out in many other ways. And so throughout my high school career and my middle school career, I've been in tons of plays in Port Townsend. And I don't think I've been in one that I haven't liked. And so especially this one is really good. And so I've really been enjoying that.
I do believe you have a pretty good part there.
I do. I've been having a lot of fun with it. It's a little bit different than most parts that I've been in, because I like to play really loud and raunchy characters. And the character I'm playing in the play, Babby Bobby, if you come and see the production, I play a more quiet kind of character with a fire in him, a little bit of an anger to him. And it's great. I love playing him. It's just when we get off stage, I have to apologize. I'm like, oh, was I being a bit too mean? You know, I promise this isn't the real me. And so it's been a lot of fun. And it's I'm definitely helping me grow as a person as well, to experiment with all these different personalities I have to take on.
Yeah, I want to get into that because before we do that, I want to talk to David. David, you directed this, and what was your motivation for the choice?
Well, this happened partly because Michelle and I went to see the movie Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, which was written and directed by Martin McDonagh. And Michelle in particular loved the movie enough that she went and looked up, like, what else has this guy done? We found out that, for instance, he did a play called Beauty Queen of Lanon, which Key City Players did, and we saw, like, 20 years ago or something. I guess not quite that long. But we found this play in that process and really liked it. And then Jennifer Nielsen, who's the theater high school director for oh so many years and directed many, many productions, she convened a meeting of people who, for the purpose of what play can we put on in the high school in February or so that I could be in and that I don't have to direct. So we showed up there, and her idea of what play to direct was Beauty Queen of Lanon by Martin McDonagh. And our idea was this other one that we're doing. So it was just a funny coincidence. And so that's how it happened. Then I got roped into directing.
Well, you know how that goes, right?
I do.
Well, that was... I have a soft spot. Well, first of all, he's a good writer. He's a great writer, and the script for Three Billboards was just wonderful. But also, I have a soft spot myself for the Irish playwrights. Not that McDonagh is like in the lineage necessarily, but you know, my favorite line, don't ask me why. I think it was in Playboy or the Western World, and I played this, I guess it was a town drunk, I don't know, but I had a dog once. He ate the insides of a clock and died after. But I just love the style, you know, the Abbey Theater and all of that. Just carrying on the tradition with a play like this. I'm really looking forward to actually seeing a play and not just reading it. Mm-hmm. So that's the question I have. I'm gonna ask Jim this question. You know, do you, when you pick up a script, is it something that's easy for you to read? Is it easy for you to envision? You know, because play scripts sometimes are, they have stage directions and they have this, that, and the other thing. And they might have descriptions of the characters at the beginning of the play and all the rest of that. But is it easy for you to read a script and kind of get the gist of it? Or do you have to really get your hands and voice and body into it?
I don't know if I'm the best person to ask that question to, but I am pretty good at envisioning things, mainly set drawings and concepts for the building of a set and the three-dimensionality of it. Mm-hmm. I personally, I know some people read scripts recreationally. I don't. I like seeing plays. I love seeing plays, and I see a lot of plays. But reading them, not so much. It's not, I don't think, because I can't envision what's happening, but mm-hmm. I just need to see what the actors are bringing to their parts mm-hmm. and bringing them to life. Yeah, I like reading books. I like reading fiction. I like reading narrative nonfiction. But play scripts, not my thing. But yeah, I can read them. And my hats are off to people who read and screen movie scripts and read hundreds or thousands of mm-hmm. scripts and pick one. This is the one that's going to be great. Oh, wow, that's amazing that you can do that. And they're often right.
And Bodhi, you were saying that just this whole adventure of exploring how those words pop off the page and mm-hmm. Into your character. What's been your journey over the past how many performances now?
The journey of finding my character and whatnot. Yeah. Well, kind of tying back to what you said about reading the script and people who read scripts and how we interpret that is, when I pick up a script and I can understand it immediately, it's not really a play that I'm so interested in because there's not too much wiggle room for how I can interpret the character. So that's been my favorite part of acting, is being able to read a script, especially why I like Shakespeare. I like to tie back to how Kenneth Branagh did his Shakespeare and how he can take a character and really tie it into something completely different. And that's, I think, my favorite part of script reading and building myself is just being able to find a character and twist it into something that how I interpret it and then get to become that character. So that's been the most fun for me, and being able to build on that.
Well, that's art, right? Being more than the sum of its parts, you know.
Yeah.
Did you have an aha moment at any one particular point in time when you were on stage with your character?
This happens generally every production. Is opening night will happen, and then maybe the second night will go by, and then that's when the character will really snap for me, and I'll really be able to try how it works with the audience and how it feels to me. Especially during when I was in the play with Jim here, West Side Story, I got to play Baby John, and I remember it was on the second night, I believe it was, is when I could finally figure out who my character was. And so that was, in every play, I have a big aha moment. And that one was one of the most strongest ones of who I could really hold this character down. So, yeah.
And for those of you that have just tuned in, we're speaking with David Hillman, the director, and Michelle Hensel, Bodhi LaBrie, and Jim Guthrie. They're all the director and cast members, some of the cast members of The Cripple of Inishman. And that's playing at Port Townsend High School, brought to you by the One-Time Players. And Michelle, you've had some quite a bit of experience on the boards. Tell me about your relationship to scripts and making them come to life.
Well, it was funny you mentioned Playboy of the Western World, because I've been reading Sing mm-hmm. to sort of get into this to this play, and he wrote about the Aran Islands, and I thought that was so interesting to hear about his experience on the islands. It made me broaden my character into that environment, you know, thinking, what is it like to live in that environment, in that harsh island that's very isolated. So I like to do a lot of research, you know, about where my characters are from. If they have a physical disability or ailment, I like to, you know, find out all about that as much as I can. That's the part I really love about. I don't really like performing that much. I like rehearsing a lot more than performing. But of course, performing is a big part of it. And I learn a lot from the audience once I get it up, get my character up on its feet.
We were talking about earlier, we were talking with Bonnie Obremski and the gang, and they're putting together an event called Heart Stories, Stories from the Heart, coming up on Valentine's Night. And she was talking about, they were all talking about that relationship, that commitment, that synergy that you have between you and the audience, mm-hmm. and your character, and how that all kind of contributes right. to the development and all the rest of it, and how one of my worst nightmares is not knowing my first line when I walk out.
Oh, yeah, because you're nervous. And yeah, I mean, when on opening night, when I'm backstage, like all my lines, I have no idea whether
they're going to come out.
Yeah,
or not.
But yeah. They're there. They're yeah. there. But yeah. It's like, yeah, the nerves do take over a bit.
Well, David, how did you? Okay, now you're going to have to tell me about your background and where this all came from.
Oh, my theater story? I don't know. I directed 3 plays when I was about 7. But then I had no idea I was going to end up doing theater. I was a film major in college, which was part of the drama department in a way, so I took several theater courses there. I don't know. What you were saying about reading scripts just made me think about how whenever I used to read novels, I would just have trouble with all the sections that weren't dialogue. And then as soon as it was dialogue, oh, I can read that really easily. I mean, that was the fun part for me.
That's interesting.
Maybe yeah. that's why, yeah. like, otherwise my brain would start fogging over with descriptions of things. And then dialogue, yay. So when I read plays, it's just very easy for me and fun.
And your ability to visualize the bigger picture is there.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, like when I read this play, I just started laughing immediately when I read the first 2 lines. I mean, his writing is just so beautiful and clever and, I don't know, intricate and complicated. And I don't know how to describe it, but it's very playful. I just enjoyed it a lot. Just the words.
Were you doing acting and directing, or?
I haven't done that much acting. I've been in about 3 shows in Port Townsend uh-huh. over the last 20 years or whatever. Uh-huh. So I started directing around, I don't know, 2001, something like that. And I think this is my 9th time out.
So let's talk about the play. Let's talk about, you know, what's this play all about? What are these characters doing in this play?
Well, we're situated on a little island off the west coast of Ireland in the 1930s. So we're talking people, a very small community, a lot of poverty. I mean, they don't have much there. There's hardly any trees. People at the time had to use seaweed to make soil to grow their whatever potatoes, I guess. Mm. Yeah. And this, the sort of incident that provokes the drama of the play is that Johnny Pateen Mike, played by David Wayne Johnson, who's not here today, is the news guy on the island. He mostly overhears people talking, and gossip is something that he's just collecting all the time. He reads newspapers. He's just always scouring for stories and then bringing it to all the neighbors and asking for some food in return. So at the beginning of the play, has a big news item, which is that Robert Flaherty, the famous director from the United States, who made this is a true person in real life, made a film called Nanook of the North in the 20s, a silent film. So he kind of was a pioneer of going out on location to some, I don't know what you would call it, less poorer kind of communities, typically on the edge, people who are struggling to survive, and he would make up stories for them to act out, but he would use them, the actual people, as the actors, and try to depict what their lives were like. He has arrived on the neighboring island to make a film called Man of Erin, and that's what Johnny Patina announces is going on. So everything follows from that.
Michelle, what happens?
What happens then?
Yes.
don't spoil it.
I won't spoil it.
No, don't give it away.
No. It causes the main character, Billy, to other young people on the island to think about getting off the island and going to visit this filming and maybe getting in the film. You know, they have the dream of changing their lives in some big way with this event. Otherwise, there's no change in their lives. So, yeah.
And I can only, I haven't read the entire play, but I can only imagine the comedy that comes from that.
Yeah, and then everyone around them, what's happening, you know, with them doing that. It's, you know, you have to remember it's a very insular place, so everybody knows everybody's business. And
yeah, it's a small town.
Small town.
Small village, small island. Right. Well, the play stars Jennifer Nielsen, Michelle Hensel, David Wayne Johnson, Tristan Riley, Rowan Powell, Rose Burt, Bodie LaBrie, Jim Guthrie, and Sally Talbert, and directed by David Hillman and McDonough, Martin McDonough, the author of the play, is best known nowadays for having written and directed the movie Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri. The play is a production of the One Time Players, and they're back here for the third time, whatever that means. You're going to have to explain to me, David, what that means. Their previous efforts included August, Osage County, and also on the Port Townsend High School stage, and Buried Child at the Chameleon Theater. And all proceeds, by the way, are going to benefit the Port Townsend High School drama program. I want to make sure that people know that. And I believe there's a trip involved down to Ashland, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. You can tell me about that, Bree.
Down to Ashland?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be attending
Bodie LaBrie.
And I don't think I'm going to be going down there with the rest of them. I hope they have a blast, though. But Jim Guthrie is going over here. Might be a better person to ask the question to.
All right. Well, what plays are you going to see when you get down there? That's providing you get enough gas money from the. No, I'm just kidding.
We're going to see a couple of Shakespeare plays, and we're going to see, of course, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival also does non-Shakespeare productions. So there's a variety of plays. We'll get backstage tours. We'll get pre-show stories to help us understand the plays better. This would be the third time we've taken a group of students down to Ashland, and it's just a really great experience for the students.
Well, that's great, and that's a lot of that trip is in thanks to a large donation from an anonymous donor, as I understand it, and so that's wonderful. And several students who can't afford the $200 student fee will be able to participate. That's really important too. I'm really happy to hear that. See a total of, I think you said, six plays, and that includes Macbeth.
Yes, it does. And also, I'd like to add that and many of the students that are going on the trip are working on this production, front of the house, back of the house, the snack bar, and they're going to be doing other activities to help them make the trip.
Now, before we close this out, David, tell me about the One-Time Players. I mean, probably because you did it one or two times, right?
Yeah. Well, we had to come up with a name. Actually, it was a similar circumstance. Jennifer wanted to do a play on the high school stage to benefit Port Townsend High School drama. we ended up with August Osage County, and we came up with the name One Time Players just because we had to have a name. I think when we came up with the name, I immediately thought of the line, back for the second time, the one-time players in something, which did happen. Now we're back for the third time.
Yeah, third time's the charm for the one time.
So we did Buried Child at the Chameleon Theater, which wasn't a benefit for anything. We just felt like doing a show. So
yes.
That was our second one, and this is our third one.
How did that turn out? I wasn't here when that.
Yeah, we packed the Chameleon, which isn't that big, but we had a lot of shows in there, and it got people really up close to a lot of really great actors. So
next best thing to being in the round is an intimate black box theater where you doesn't seat very many people, but it's a wonderful space to do a production, I think. If you select one that's apropos for that kind of a space. Well, thank you so much. So David Hillman, I'm going to have you recap what you think that the performances are going to be because of the weather.
Okay. So it looks like this weekend is completely canceled for our shows, and sorry about that. But then we will have an extended run next weekend, so everyone should be able to get a seat. But please do show up next weekend because it'll be our final weekend, Thursday, February 14th. At 7 p.m., Friday the 15th at 7 p.m., Saturday the 16th at 7 p.m., and Sunday the 17th at 2:30 p.m. So the Thursday and Sunday are added shows, and all this information will be on our website, which is onetimeplayers.org.
So that's the One Time Players production of The Cripple of Inishman, and it's a play by Martin McDonagh, and it's entering its second group of performances. We'll leave it at that, and keep your fingers crossed, and we'll get this thing back up and running. When they turn the faucet off out there.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, David Hillman, Michelle Hensler, Bodie LaBrie, and Jim Guthrie. Thank you for coming by and talking about the play. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.